现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
In Lord Jesus, I'd like to share with you the teachings in the Bible.
下午继续用你们要谨慎主耶稣的提醒我们来查考。
So tonight, this afternoon, I'd like to use the topic, You Must Take Heed, Part 2.
我们来看路加福音第十七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
请看第三节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 3.
路加福音十七章第三节
Luke chapter 17 verse 3
你们要谨慎若是你的弟兄得罪你就劝诫他倘若懊悔就饶恕他第四节
verse 4
倘若他一天七次得罪你又七次回转说我懊悔了你总要饶恕他这里是主耶稣他告诉门徒说要谨慎、啊、
Here、Jesus tells his disciples that they must take heed
那这个这里这个要谨慎啊，这个谨慎这个字呢，跟我们早上所看到那两个字啊，同一个意思，但是是不同的字，其实是两个原文上是不同的字的。
The word take heed in this chapter is the same as the one we have learned in the morning.
是不一样的字，是不同的。在原文上是不一样的字、
okay. In the original Greek, the word is different. But,
但是我们中文翻译都翻一样的了。
But when it's translated into English and Chinese, it's the same word.
那、啊、它这里的它这个字的谨慎的意思，我们看这一个第三节跟第四节呢，它其实要主耶稣的意思是我们要留意，要留心，就是要就像要防备的意思。
So and in verse chapter.In verse 3 and 4, the word take heed, it means to
要留意啊，你要 pay attention.
That you must pay attention.
就是你要注意，因为这件事情呢，很可能我们不会注意到。
Because this is a situation that we might not realize.
主耶稣说的是，弟兄得罪的时候，你要怎么办？
He teaches us what we should do when our brother sins against us.
或者是这个弟兄得罪你、哦、我们中文圣经那个你底下有画一点一点的、哦、有做记号的
in the Chinese Bible the word, after the word you there is a, note,、a footnote、
啊、这个就是其实是翻译的时候为了那个意思能够通顺呢把它加上去的啦
it means that, that this you was added so that、it makes the sentence easier to understand
那其实这里也可以说你的弟兄如果犯罪了
Therefore, this verse can also be read if your brother sins.
他不见得是得罪你，他可能是得罪别人，也不一定啊。
It doesn't mean that the brother will sin against you, but it can sin against anyone.
他说你就要劝诫他，他如果懊悔，你就要饶恕他。
And it tells him that if he sins against you, you should rebuke him, and if he repents, you should forgive him.
主耶稣说，如果这种情况下，一天如果七次重复啊，他说七次回转，那。说懊悔了，你也要饶恕他。
In verse 4, Jesus tells him that if a brother sins against you seven times and repents seven times, you should forgive him.
这个饶恕这个道理啊，讲起来很简单，做起来很不容易。
The teachings of to forgive it can be very easy, but it is very difficult to do.
这里主耶稣说，如果万一有一个情况是一天七次，那七次。他说得罪了，然后要七次回转，你要七次饶恕。其实他讲的是完全的饶恕了。
And if a person sins against you seven times and he repents seven times, you must forgive him seven times.
这代表是我们今天从心里面啊，接着说，哎，不去计较他所犯的这个错。
And this forgiveness has to be complete so that we in our hearts we do not remember this sin.
那饶恕这个道理就是跟释放是同一个字，有在路加福音第六章里面，他圣经特别讲那个饶恕，意思就是释放的意思。
And in the word forgive, it is the same word that's in Luke chapter 6.
三十七节，六章三十七节。
In verse chapter 6, verse 37, meaning do not judge.
他那个你们要饶恕人啊，就不能饶恕，这个饶恕本身就是释放。
So therefore, to forgive, it means also to release and let go.
所以主耶稣才会在祷告文里面告诉我们说，我们要，你看他教了我们祷告， 然后免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债嘛。
In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us that we must that He will forgive our sins just as we have forgiven our sinners.
所以我们怎么样饶恕人，天父就怎么样饶恕我们的过犯。
So how we forgive others is how Jesus will forgive us.
在这个末世这个世代呢，我们常常会希望说神来饶恕我们。
In the end of times, we often wish God will forgive our sins.
可是呢，我们常常就不容易去饶恕别人了。
But often we do not wish to forgive the sins of others.
因为越到末世呢，人心有一个特质，圣经里早就预言的，就是人会不解怨。
In the Bible predicts that at the end of time that people's hearts will be unwilling to forgive.
人没有亲情，他说不解怨，这是提摩太后书第三章里面所记载的。
And it's recorded in 2 Timothy.Chapter 3, that people's hearts will be hardened, not forgive.
没有亲情就是没有那个 love. 彼此之间不会觉得说，哎，这是我的亲人，我要做什么。
So the people will not have love.
人的感情变淡薄了。
And that they will be their.
人的感情之间变得很淡了，就没有什么。
So people will be numb, the relationship between people will be very numb, and they will not be willing to forgive.
就是不会有觉得说，哎，这是我的亲人，是我本身的，我要。就是要包容一下嘛。
So the people don't feel very close to each other, therefore they don't feel like there's any need to forgive.
那主耶稣他这边提醒我们这个重点呢，我们今天在生活当中，其实哦，很容易就会不谨慎的时候，就会很难饶恕其他人。
So if we do not follow Jesus' teachings, it'll be very difficult to forgive others.
我们如果有人是得罪我们呢？通常圣经是说我们可能要主动去跟人家和好。
Jesus tells us that if somebody has sinned against us, we must take the initiative and to reconcile this.
主耶稣说你要劝诫他，如果是犯罪的事情很清楚，是要劝诫他的，是要让他明白说这个是错的。
Jesus tells us that if the sin is very obvious, that you should go to this person and rebuke him.
那如果懊悔，他如果懊悔了，就要饶恕哦。
And if this personask for repentance, you must forgive.
那现在就是说要怎么样劝诫的问题啊？那如果是得罪我，我要怎么去劝诫他
？So the question is, how should we approach this person to rebuke him?
因为一件事情有很多种做法。
Because in every situation, there are many methods in which to handle it.
那主耶稣他在马太福音第十八章里面是说哈，要趁这个时机哈，要找机会，私底下去跟他讲。
In Matthew chapter 18, Jesus tells us that we must find the proper opportunity to speak to him.
我们看马太福音第十八章来了解一下这一段教训。
So let's go to Matthew chapter 18.
十八章的十五节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 15.
那这里主耶稣就告诉我们是怎么样劝诫他。
In verse 15, Jesus tells us how we should go and rebuke our brothers.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去了，趁着只有他和你在一起的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄了。
Verse 18, moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother.
所以就是要私底下的哦，趁着只有你跟他在一起的时候呢，指出错误来，让他可以在这个错误当中呢，回转的时候不会有一些负担。
In verse 15, Jesus tells us that when we wish to go speak to our brother about his fault.You should go and do it alone, so that when if he hears you, you have gained him back.
所以劝诫要指出错误来，本身都是出于爱所做出来的动作。
Therefore, our act of rebuking our brother is from a perspective of love.
基于我们是一家人，就是我们是都是同样都是肢体的，互为肢体的。
We are one.Family and one body.
所以一个肢体犯罪了，其实整个身体都受影响。
If one part of the body have sinned, it affects the other parts of the body.
那所以我们要去把这个错误指正，把它改过来。
We must change the sin and correct it.
但是有时候就是要有技巧。
But to do this,
要有技巧就是要知道怎么做。
Okay, so we must have the wisdom to understand how to do this.
那这样子，这个指出劝诫本身才有功效。
And then our work will be effective.
那我们如果能够主动做啊，有时候找机会只是一句话，有时候都会发生效果的。
But when we do this, even one word, choosing a proper word, even one word, is very difficult.
你看，有时候我们有些人其实犯罪的人啊，自己如果我们自己本身是不小心过失，我们自己本身都会知道。
If when we have sinned, even we would know.
但是有时候我们都不敢去承认它而已了。
But there are times that we are we don't have the courage to go approach him.
但是如果有人指出我们用爱心指正，那我们如果真的是一个敬畏神的人，我们就改过来了。
And if a person comes to us with love, then we are more likely to accept it and to change.
那讲一句话有时候比打一百下还有效。
So that therefore one with one word of love, it's more effective than 100 other words without love.
你看箴言第十七章。
Let's turn to
箴言十七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 11.
箴言十七章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言十七章的第十节。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 10.
一句责备话深入聪明人的心，强如责打愚昧人一百下。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 10. Rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool.
所以如果这个劝诫这个话，这个时机抓得对。动机正确的，有时候讲一句话，别人就受用了。
So, a properly spoken word with an attitude of love is very effective.
因此，我们今天主耶稣告诉我们说要谨慎了哈。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus has told us to take heed.
我们今天可能是会去规劝别人的人，就是别人得罪我。
So we might have spoken to forgive others because others have sinned against us.
但是我们也有可能是我们是那是得罪别人的人呢、啊。
But there is a possibility that we have sinned against others.
那如果别人告诉了我，那我要用什么心态来接受
？Therefore, if somebody has rebuked us, what type of attitude should we take?
因此，我们本身要常常想说，如果今天别人会告诉我说他们错，我是不是会能够真的接受他的劝诫，然后懊悔？然后他会饶恕我。
If somebody has rebuked me, will I be able to accept their rebuke and ask for and repent and have be forgiven?
圣经说要彼此饶恕了。
So the Bible tells us that we must repent.
我们可能是会得罪人，我们也有可能是被人得罪的人。
We will sin against others, and others will sin against us.
但不管怎么样，我们如果都能够接受主耶稣这个提醒，那如果我们都能够照这样做，教会一定发展。
But regardless of what the situation, if we are able to accept Jesus' teaching and able to follow it, then the church will grow.
因为我们如果饶恕人，他说神说他就饶恕我们了。
If we have forgive others, others will forgive us.
那如果我们都彼此饶恕，那主就饶恕我们以后，其实整个教会就是真的在神的爱里面得以建立起来。
And if we are able to forgive others, then Jesus will forgive us, and we will grow within the love of God.
这是主耶稣在路加福音十七章里面提到的，说要谨慎。
And this is what Jesus told us to take heed. Why Jesus told us to take heed in Luke chapter 17.
这个道理我们应该常常来听的。
And this is a teaching that we should listen to often.
我们再来看一节路加福音二十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
二十一章，请看第三十四节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 3 and 4.
这是主耶稣另外一次他所提到的。
And this is another passage spoken by Jesus.
三十四节说：“你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的势力累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。”
So Luke chapter 1 verse 34.
三二十一章。
Luke chapter 21 verse 34, it states that but take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing and drunkenness and the cares of this life.And that they come upon you unexpectedly.
那主耶稣讲这一句话是针对在末后的日子啊，这个末世的时代会发生的一些事情。我们主耶稣提醒我们要谨慎。
Jesus is telling us to take heed of these events that will happen during the last days.
他说末日来的时候有个预兆，就是那个无花果树哈，他说发芽长叶子的时候，你就知道夏天近了。
Jesus tells us that.That when the last days is warns us that when the last days approaches, that you will see that the fig tree will begin to blossom.
主耶稣要他的门徒留意去观察去看，他说，如果这些主耶稣所讲这个末世的异兆渐渐的成就以后，你们就晓得说，哎，神的国已经近了。
And Jesus gave this prophecy, saying, spoke of the sign, so that the when the disciples would see the sign, they would know that the end, last days are coming.
然后主耶稣提醒门徒们说要谨慎哦，因为会贪食醉酒跟今生的事，这三件事情会把我们的心抓住了。
In verse 34, Jesus warns his disciples to take heed because when if they do not, they will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life.
因为人的心是很容易被很多世俗的事情缠住的。
Because the heart of men can be easily taken hold of by the matters of this world.
那这些贪食醉酒跟今生的事这件事情会像荆棘一样把我们的心累住，以后我们就没办法结实了，就是道理就没办法在我们的心里面生根发芽，然后长结果实。
Carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, well, can seize our hearts and not allow the word of God to blossom in our heart.
那主耶稣所提醒的这三点呢，其实把它讲起来就是第一个肉体的享受了。
Even though Jesus mentioned three things, they can be summarized into the enjoyments of the flesh.
贪食醉酒其实基本上就是肉体的享受。
And the carousing and drunkenness are the enjoyments of our flesh.
那今生的势力就是我们今天有很多很多在世界上可以不必有的忧愁，我们都把它放在我们的生活里面来了。
And the cares of this life is there are all the worries that happens in our life that we place on ourselves.
那我们要谨慎才不会被迷惑。
Therefore, we must be watchful so that we are not bound by these.
我们要注意的去看，去观察。
We must be very careful and examine.
留意防备这些现象在我们的生命里面出现。
So that the drunkenness, the carousing and drunkenness do not occur in our lives.
他说，如果我们没有谨慎的话，哎，这个日子哦，那个日子就会像网罗一样忽然临到了。
But if we are not watchful and do not take heed, then the day will come upon you unexpectedly.
主来的日子，圣经说是像贼一样来到的。
The Jesus tells us that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
贼在你意想不到的时候就光顾你的家。
That when you are least expected, that it will come upon you.
主来的日子也是像这样子。
And the day of the Lord is like this.
我们在说平安了平安的时候，哎，主的日子是忽然来到。
When we are crying peace, peace, the Lord will suddenly come.
所以我们要殷勤装备我们自己，使我们自己是没有玷污的，在心里面真的是很清心向神的。
So we must be very take heed so that our heart is always pointed toward God.
我们才会很安然的见主了。
So therefore we can peacefully face Jesus.
所以在这个概念，在这种情况下，彼得他这样提醒我们啊。
And therefore Peter encourages us.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书三章的十四节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 14.
彼得后书三章十四节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 14.
亲爱弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事情，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
Verse 14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless.
圣经要求主耶稣要求我们要谨慎，要去留意，就是我们最后真的可以在主的日子里面来，那一天我们可以很欢喜快乐迎接他。
Therefore, Jesus told us to take heed so that we can, on the day he comes, that we can face him joyfully.
当我们把我们的在生活上把这些肉体的享受已经把它排除在外，我们的心，我们的时间不会花在这个肉体享受上的时候。
Because we take heed with our hearts so that our hearts are not occupied by the desires of our flesh.
其实今天有很多的忧虑、思虑，我们就可以不必有。
And without this worry, without these desires, a lot of the problems and the worries of this world will be gone.
所以我们的生活呢，其实换句话说，应该要简单呢。
Therefore, we must make our lives very simple.
不要让我们的生活变得很复杂。
Let us not complicate our lives.
如果我们会很注重追求这个世界上的事情的时候，我们的当然就会很多今生的势力跑进来了。
If we have complicate our lives with the cares of this world, then a lot of problems will happen.
我们就不会去真的去留意说主耶稣说那些兆头一一显现的时候呢，那个主神的国已经近了，可是我们还是不知道，然后还在忙着这个世界上的事情。等下他说网罗忽然临到我们。
Because if we are so concerned with the cares of this world, we will not think about the day of the Lord, and it will come very suddenly, and we will not be prepared.
今天我们相信末日就要来到。
We believe that the, the end of the end of time will be coming.
只是不知道多快而已。
But we just don't know how fast it will arrive.
但是我们知道有一天一定会来。
But we know one day it will come.
那有关于这个末日的事情，马可福音第十三章了。我们现在看马可福音十三章。
So let us turn to Mark chapter 13.
马可福音十三章跟马太福音二十四章啊，是信息是很接近的。
So in Mark chapter 13 and Mark and Luke, I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 24, the contents are very similar.
跟路加福音二十一章所记载的都是末日一些会发生的兆头。
In addition to Luke chapter 21, all three chapters speak of the signs of the end of age.
那马可福音第十三章，我们先看第五节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 13, verse 5.
马可在记载这一章这个末日情景的时候，他特别强调一定要谨慎。
And when Mark recorded the signs of the end of age, he is very specific. He has emphasized that we must take heed.
我们现在看第十三章第五节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 5.
耶稣说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。”
So chapter 13, verse 5, and Jesus answering them began to say, "Take heed that no one deceives you."
第六节说：“将来好些人会冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人哦。”
In verse 6, for many will come in my name, saying, "I am he," and will deceive many.
那现在看过去第九节。
Let's jump to verse 9.
但你们要谨慎，因为人要把你们交给公会。并且你们在会堂里要受鞭打，又为我的缘故站在诸侯与君王面前对他们做见证。然而第十节
Verse 10,
福音必须先传给万民。那这里主耶稣也提到说你们要谨慎啊。
In this chapter, Jesus said that you must be watched, must take heed.
会被逼迫。
That you will be persecuted.
但是同时间你们也是有机会为我做见证。
But in this, at the same time, you will have the opportunity to testify for me.
现在跳过去看二十三节。
Let's jump to verse 23.
二十三节，你们要谨慎，看啊，凡事我都预先告诉你们了。
Verse 23. But take heed, see, I have told you all these things beforehand.
主耶稣说要谨慎哦，他先把一些事情会发生的事情都先让我们知道哦。
Therefore, we must take heed because Jesus has.Told us all the things that will happen.
那接下来二十四节说，在那些日子，在那以后啊，月日头要变黑了，月亮也不放光了。二十五节，
verse 25,
众星要从天上坠落了，天使都要震动了。
So chapter verse 24. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give light. 25. The stars of heaven will fall, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken.
26节说，那时候你们就要看见人子大有大能力大荣耀驾云降临。
So in verse
26节
verse 26, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory.
就是主耶稣再来了。
And this Jesus has come again.
那个时候就是人子得荣耀的时候了。
And this is the time when the Son of Man will receive his glory.
好，现在主耶稣讲完这些提醒以后，第三十三节。
And after these things happen, we can see in verse 33.
你们要谨慎，警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。
Verse 33, take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is.
那这里马可福音这里面这四个地方啊，他会讲说要谨慎啊。
In these four verses, Jesus told the disciples to take heed.
这个谨慎跟我们前面所看到的，在马太福音跟路加福音前面那个都不太一样的字，在本来的原文里面是不同的字的。
In the original text, the word take heed in the verses that we just read is different from what was recorded in Matthew and also in Luke.
这个字最主要的概念就是要看，他说你注意看。你看，要懂得观察这个现象，那种谨慎的方法。
The focus of this word "take heed" in Mark chapter 13 is to be very watchful, to be watchful of the circumstances around you.
很多很多圣经其他的同一个字眼，它用的都是用你们看见的，你们看这个看的这个字。
In the Bible, it uses the word of to be very watchful many times.
就是要你要看，注意看说你现在到底发生什么事情了？你观察一下。
Then you must be watchful and be aware of what's happening around you.
所以主耶稣他在这个地方提到末日的情景，他说要我们注意去观察。
When Jesus spoke about the signs of the end of ages, Jesus, we must be very careful and observant.
在末日来临以前，会有很多迷惑的事情让我们眼花缭乱的。
When the end of times, there are going to be many, many things that chaotic things that happen.
越到末日，救恩的道理会让人越迷惑。
That in the end of times, that the gospel of salvation will be more.
很迷惑，让人都很 confusion。
It will cause a lot of confusion。
就是说，到底这教会是不是信耶稣就可以得救了
？They will cause people to wonder if believing in Jesus will lead you to be saved。
是不是奉耶稣的名受洗就可以了
？Is it enough just to be baptized in the name of Jesus？
我们有一些基督徒呢，他们是这样认为，他说只要奉耶稣的名就对了。
There are some Christians that believe that all you need to do is to speak in the name of Jesus.
啊，不管你受洗，不管在活水、在池子里面都没有关系。
Whether you are baptized in living water or in a tank, it's all the same.
啊，只要你相信耶稣是我的救主，耶稣为我流宝血，然后我就得救了。
As long as you believe that Jesus is your Savior and He has shed His blood for you, that's sufficient.
在今天，在很多很多基督徒很多不同的观念，其实跟圣经都不一样了。
Many people have various views on salvation, and they're all different from the Bible.
主耶稣要我们说要谨慎，要注意观察。
Jesus has told us that we must take heed and we must be watchful.
主耶稣说，你们如果谨慎的话，就不会被迷惑了，你就知道说什么叫做真正的救恩。
If Jesus told us that if we take heed, then we will not be deceived.
有人会冒我的名来说，哦，我基督在这里，基督在那里，我们就不会被影响了。
And Jesus told us that in the last ages that people will say, "I am He, I am Jesus," and you will, but you will not be affected.
我们凡事就是会懂得分辨，知道说，哎，这个是神的话，这个是你的看法。
We will be able to discern that this is the word of God, but this is your own opinion.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们要准备我们自己会面对逼迫。
Jesus also told us that to prepare ourselves because we will face persecution.
面对逼迫是别人可能不同意你的看法。
And persecution can come about because others will have a different view from yours.
今天有时候我们在讲圣经的道理，别人就不是这样认为。
Today we are speaking about the teachings in the Bible, but others will not accept this teaching.
因为有时候对圣经的章节的记载，他有不同的了解，他从不同的角度去看，他就看到那一点，但是看不到原来圣经在其他地方已经在解释这个道理了。
Even though we are studying the same Bible, others might have different perspectives because they look at the Bible differently, or they are using different passages to support their views.
但是我们如果真的像主耶稣说的，我们谨慎去分辨，去看看这个现象的时候，我们会坚持说，那我们还是要把这个福音传给万民，然后迎接主耶稣基督再来。
But if we take heed and we of the teachings in the Bible, then we know that we must preach the gospel until the time Jesus comes.
那我们就会记住主耶稣的话。我们观察这个我们周遭社会、我们的环境里面所发生的事情，我们就知道说，哦，主来的日子真的近了。
And when we and if we are watchful, we will see that this the signs happening around us, and then we will know that Jesus's time is near.
然后呢，我们就圣经主耶稣说要警醒祷告了。
And Jesus also told us to be watchful and to pray.
你不晓得那个日子什么时候来。
Because we do not know when that day will come.
如果能够警醒，不管早上、晚上、中午都没有关系。
Because if we are watchful, it doesn't matter if it's in the morning, the noon, or the night.
所以主耶稣，你看他在马可十三章的第三十七节，特别说，我对你们所说的话，也是对众人说，要警醒啊。
And that's why in verse 37, Jesus say, "And what I say to you, I say to all, watch."
警醒祷告。
That we must be watchful and to pray.
免得入了迷惑。
And to wait for His time.
所以我们今天呢，生活当中一定要建立我们真的祷告的习惯呢。
Therefore, for today, for us, that we must be have a habit of prayer.
什么事情，我们什么听到什么样的道理，先跪下来祷告。
Whatever we heard, whatever doctrines that we have listened to, we must pray.
有时候我们朋友跟我们讲的一些什么观念
，Our friends might have speak of some new ideas.
我们跪下来警醒祷告。
We must kneel down and pray.
圣灵会感动，会带领我们，让我们看到圣经里面那个神的道理，直接可以回答我们的问题。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us in the Bible and allow us to reveal the teachings from the Bible.
只要注意观察。
Therefore, we must be watchful and examine.
主耶稣这样子提醒我们。
And this is what how Jesus encourages us.
那我们现在除了主耶稣的提醒以外，圣经里面保罗呢，他也曾经很多次提醒信徒们呢，要警醒，要谨慎。
In addition to Jesus, Paul also warned the disciples to take heed.
我们来看一下哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章，我们来看一下第八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8.
哥林多前书3章8节
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8.
栽种的和浇灌的都是一样的。 但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。第九节。Verse 9。因为我们是以神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。第十节。Verse 10。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。那这里第十节特别说，他说个人要谨慎怎么样在这个根基上来建造。
In verse 10, Paul wrote that, but let each one take heed how he builds on it. It means the foundation.
那这个怎么建造？意思是怎么建造这个信仰，怎么建造这个教会？
And what we are building here is the building of this church and our faith.
保罗他先提到说，在针对哥林多教会，他们里面有纷争结党的事情。
Paul has spoken to the Corinthians saying that in their church there's a lot of divisions.
有人说我属保罗, 有人说我属亚波罗的。
Some say that they belong to Paul, some say they belong to Apollo.
结果保罗就说, 其实不管亚波罗, 不管保罗, 其实都算不得什么。
But Paul told them that it doesn't matter if you belong to Paul or Apollos.
保罗说他是栽种的, 亚波罗是浇灌的, 但是他真的叫他生长是神, 是神的工作。
But Paul just sows the seed and Apollo waters, but it is God who makes the plant grow.
神给每一个人的工作跟恩赐都不一样。
That God has given each person different gifts.
所以栽种的跟浇灌都一样。 他说将来要个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
So whether you sow or you plant or you water, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. But you must work for God.
保罗强调说他是跟神同工的。
Paul said that he works together with God.
那他可以跟神同工，是神给他的恩典呐。
And he is able to do this because of the gifts that God has given him.
因为更多教会是他建立起来的嘛。
Because the Corinthians church was established by Paul.
所以他说，我像一个工头一样哦，立的根基，这个根基就是主耶稣基督。
他像一个工头，他像一个工头，一个
chief builder.
But Paul is a chief builder.
那他是把那个根基都铺好了。
That Paul has laid the foundation.
那这个根基是耶稣基督。
And the builder is Jesus.
根基有他的 foundation.
But the foundation is Jesus.
哦，所以是依照主耶稣基督的吩咐，主耶稣的教训去建造这个教会，因为这是按照神的吩咐来的。
And the church is built upon Jesus because it's built upon Jesus' doctrines.
然后保罗说，我像个工头，我是在告诉说，哎，应该这样，这样怎样做，那样怎样做，我是。 协调嘛，工头就是指挥协调工作。And
Paul being the chief builder, he instructs the people how to construct this church.
那之后，他保罗，保罗他建立教会不久的，他走了，他离开了。And
Paul didn't stay in this church for very long, and then he left.
有别人来在他的根基上继续建造这个教会了。And
someone else came to continue the work.
然后保罗这个时候提醒说，个人要谨慎哦，你怎样在上面建造。
So Paul told the people to take heed on how you build upon each other's work.
第十二节说，有人用金银宝石，有人用草木禾秸，在这个根基上建造了。
In verse 12 it says, "Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw."
但是哈，不管用什么材料做，到最后工程会显露，会经过试验，那就是有火发现，这个火要试验个人的工程怎么样。
But regardless of how we, what materials we use to build on the foundation, our work will be tested with fire.
那如果存立得住的，经过火试验能够存得住的呢，他就得赏赐了。
But if anybody who endures through the trials will receive a reward at the end.
第15节说，如果工程被烧掉了，他就要受亏损了。
But in verse 15, it says that if anybody's work is burned, he will suffer loss.
表示说他所付出的，他所建造都白费了。
It means that all the work that he has put in will be for nothing.
那从这一段，我们看到说，保罗他强调说，今天我们在教会里面服侍做工的那个态度，我们用什么心来服侍神是很重要的。
What this means is Paul is telling the disciples that the attitude and that we put into our work is very important.
在末日来到以前，他说主耶稣说我们要谨慎，我们要警醒，我们要知道末日已经近了。
Paul, like Jesus, Paul is telling us that we must be watchful because the end of time is coming.
在这个末日的时候，我们要用服侍神的心来等候神。
And during the end of time, that we must.Wait for God with an attitude of working for Him.
我们用要用真的像有品质的服事，来让我们所付出的真的会存得住考，经得起考验呢。
Therefore, we must serve God in a manner in which our work can withstand the test.
今天我们一样的盖房子，比如说今天有很多人在盖房子，有的房子盖得很快啊。
So today we can see that some houses are being built very quickly.
那有的就盖得很慢，就看你怎么用什么材料去盖它。
But some houses are built very slowly, depending on how you built it.
我们从小小朋友在读这个三只小猪的故事，我们都很清楚啊。
And from our childhood stories of the three little pigs, we see this very clearly.
那盖很快的，一下子就经不起考验，风一吹就倒了。
The houses that were built very quickly.Cannot withstand the wind that would blow on it.
圣经这里说，那个试验是用火来试验的。
In the Bible, it tells us that fire will test the sturdiness of our house.
金银宝石用的材料所盖起来的房子才经得起考验，才真的站得住了。
The houses made from gold, silver, and precious stones will withstand the trial of fire.
那所谓的金银宝石，就是我们真的实实在在的按照神的话，照神的话去做起来。所盖起来的房子的哈。
So houses that are built from gold, silver, and precious stones are the houses that are built in accordance with the teachings of.
真的是用心在服事的。
It is are those who truly serve God from their heart.
那个草木合接呢，也是很快，但是是表面上而已。
The houses that are built from straw, hay, and wood are houses that are built very quickly.
你看，今天一样在教会服事啊，这个如果用草木合接盖在。建造工程就是他为的是这种人就是为了得肉体的好处的。
Those who work on those in the church who build their faith out of hay, wood, and straw are those who are concerned about the physical rewards.
但是金银宝石的就是真的是用心而且用祷告跟求神同工一起工作的时候所立下的那个建造工程的那种品质是不同的。
But the members who built their faith out of gold, silver, and precious stones, they're the ones who build themselves up through prayer and the doctrines.
保罗他这里提醒我们说，我们今天每一个人在这个教会里面的服事，我们要用什么态度来服事神
？Paul tells us how the attitude that we must have in serving in the church.
那我们如果真的用心，真的是会知道说，我们所付出的最后会经过试验的时候，我们就知道说，我们一定要让。我们做的工作得到奖赏，这个就是用心去服事，最后才会有这个结果。
So we know that when we serve God, we that our service must be
用心的服事。
That we must serve from our heart.
我们才得到奖赏。
Then therefore we can receive the reward.
所以保罗提醒我们谨慎怎么样建造。
So therefore Paul has told us to take heed on how we build our faith.
我们再来看哥林多前书第八章，来看另外一个问题。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 8.
我们看第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
这里哥林多前书刚才第三章第八章这个谨慎啊，我们看第八第九节说，只是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
Verse 9, but beware, lest somehow the liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak.
这里的谨慎也是你要仔细去看，去观察。一样是用看，你就是意思就是你要看。
In verse 9, Paul tells us to beware, so therefore we must be aware of our surroundings, be watchful.
第, 第哥林多前书第八章在讲这个吃祭偶像之物的一个争议了。
So the in chapter 8 Paul tells us that the liberty of ours will become, can become a stumbling block.
就是有时候有些人呢，第一节说啊，论到祭偶像之物啊，我们晓得我们都是有知识的，但是知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能够造就人。
Because Paul, in the beginning, Paul tells us that there will be, can be food that is offered to idols.
这里有些人觉得说，这个凡物都是可以吃的啊，都是神从神来的赏赐啊。
Some people say that all the these food is can be eaten because all food comes from God.
啊，那所以这个东西都可以吃，没有问题。
And therefore, we can eat this is not a problem.
可是有些人呢，他因为信心比较软弱，他觉得说，哎，他在吃的食物好像以前那个习惯啊。都食物都要先献给偶像之后才吃才饮用，他们就有那种想法，会觉得说，哎，这些那这种东西就不要吃了，这些特别是那个肉的问题就不要吃了。
But those who are weak said, well, some of these food are offered to idols, therefore we should not eat them.
他们的良心软弱了。
Because their spirit has become weak.
你看第七节啊，八章七节。
Let's look at chapter 8 verse 7.
他说人不多有这等知识，有人到如今因拜惯了偶像，就以为所吃的是祭偶像之物，他们的良心既然软弱，也就污秽了。
In verse 7, however, there is not in everyone that knowledge, for some with consciousness of the idol until now eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience and their conscience being weak is defiled.
那这里所以这个地方保罗提到说要谨慎啊。他说这个自由就是吃食物的自由了哈。
In verse 9 it tells us to be aware of our liberty, which is the liberty to eat.
我们当然有这个知识的就是说、啊、这个万物都是从神来的神造的那、啊、我们都可以吃。
So some say that all food is provided by God, therefore we have the liberty to eat it.
那可是如果会让别人会因为这样子跌倒的话他说那、啊、就要小心哦。
But if our actions lead to those who are weak to fall, then we must be aware of our actions.
我们凡事会想到是不是能够造就人，对别人会关心到说，哎，我这样做他会不会跌倒
？We must think that if what we do can cause others to fall.
所以这里的谨慎，要说我们行事要以爱心为原则。
So from this passage to beware that we must act out of love.
要注意到我的行为是不是会影响其他的弟兄姐妹的信心。
That if our actions will affect the faith of others.
如果我们是坚固人，保罗在罗马书十五章第一节说我们坚固人要担待那个不坚固人。
So in Romans chapter 15 tells us that those who
坚固的 firm.
Those who are firm should support those who are not.
啊，就是我们知道说，哎，我们相信的，我们现在觉得说，哎，这个问题其实不大，没有什么关系的、啊。
So it tells us.
特别是有关于食物的问题啊。
That we might feel like, well, this is in terms of matters of food that this is not a very big deal.
但是如果有人会因为我们所做的行为，然后信心被影响了，然后因为这样子犯罪了，得罪神了，那我们自己本身就变成有一个责任在了。
But if our actions cause those who are weak to sin, then we also have responsibility for sin.
所以八章我们看第十节。
So let's turn in chapter 8 verse 10.
若有人见你有这个有知识的啊，在偶像的庙里坐席，这人的良心若是软弱，岂不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物吗？
Verse 10. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols?
这里有没有看到说有些人他知道说这个偶像算不得什么？
Some there are those who know that these idols are of no value.
既然神只有一位，所以这个基本上不是所谓拜献给神的食物吗
？So since God, there's only one God. These food are offered to this one God.
所以基本上这个食物不是所谓献给神的。
So even though this food is not offered to any God.
所以有人觉得说那没有关系，我可以吃。
So there are some people that says, well, it's not a problem. I can eat.
他说。一个有知识的人他想说那我就到庙里面去坐席没有关系啊我虽然没有吃但是我坐在那里面也无所谓啊。
But a person who, who, might say that, well, I can go into the temple and sit. I don't have to partake of the food, and it's not a problem. But there might be those who are weak who might see you in the temple. And then the weaker person might say, well, I see you in the temple sitting there. Therefore, I might be more bold to go in the temple and eat from the food offered to the idols.
第11节, 保罗说, 因此, 基督为他使那个软弱的弟兄, 他就因你的知识就沉沦了。
In verse 11, it tells us that, and because of your knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died.
12节说, 你们这得罪弟兄, 你们这样得罪弟兄们, 伤了他们的软弱的良心, 就是得罪基督。
In verse 12, Paul writes, but when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
13节说, 所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒,我就永远不吃肉, 免得叫我的弟兄跌倒了。
Verse 13, therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble.
所以看到保罗他自己对他自己本身这个自由啊,他说他非常小心的去使用它。
And therefore, you can see Paul is very careful with the liberties that he has.
他很小心的是使用他的知识。
So he is very careful with the liberties and his responsibilities.
他所想到就是我这样的作为会不会让别人跌倒。
He thinks that will my actions lead to the fall of others.
那如果我成为别人的绊脚石, 那我就有祸了。
Therefore, if I act as a stumbling block to others, then I have responsibility.
主耶稣他以前曾经说过的。
Jesus has said this.
他说绊倒人的事情是蛮免不了的。
That those who are a stumbling block to others is a very serious.
但是那个绊倒人的是有祸的。
But those who actually act as a stumbling block is will also have responsibility.
那所以我们就不能够成为那个绊倒人的人哦。
So we should not be the ones who are, we should not be a stumbling block to others.
所以今天如果我们谨慎的话,
therefore if we are if we take heed,
我们凡事就会去注意说, 我所做出来对别人的影响是正面的还是负面的。
We will be aware whether our actions help or hinder other people.
有时候如果我觉得没有什么, 但是别人会觉得有什么, 那么我就不要做了。
If I do something and it's not without any problem, but it can cause a serious problem for others, it's best I don't do it.
那这个自由我就放弃, 保罗说他是这样叫谨守。
And therefore I will release myself from this liberty, and this is how Paul takes heed.
比如说有人说, 看电影有没有算什么?
For example, some say that it's not that watching movies is not important, is not a big matter.
但是今天有很多教会的工人们，他们都不去看电影了。
But today there are many church members or church workers who do not watch movies.
因为如果今天有一些弟兄们或者就年轻的人看到说哦，你某某人都跑去看电影了，那我可不可以跑到什么地方去做什么事？那不是也可以吗？
And because if a younger member sees these other members watching a movie, then the younger member might say that, well, if you can go watch a movie, then I can go do some worse things.
所以这个就是有时候我们会想到别人的时候，我们很多事情说，其实没有做也不会怎样。
So therefore, we must think about others, because there are many things that we do or that are not very consequential.
但是我们这样做的时候，其实我们就在执行主耶稣说，你们要谨慎哦。But
when we do them, like what Jesus tells us, that we must be watchful.
恐怕你的自由成了别人的绊脚石。Because
be watchful, because your actions might hinder others.
那我们如果这样子遵照主耶稣的吩咐。So
if we follow according to the instructions of Jesus.
那我们其实就是我们谨慎行事，我们的生活上呢，真的是离开那个罪，离开不义，真的是进入神的光明里面来。And
we take heed of ourselves that we will leave the unrighteousness and we will go into God.
我们不会自以为善意得住了，我们一定会考虑到别人的。
So we will not only consider ourselves, but we will consider others.
我们再看一节经节，看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to another verse. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
这里也讲到告诉我们这个生活的问题。
And this chapter tells us about the problems in our lives.
以弗所书五章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Verse 15, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
这里英文圣经它的翻译就是你要看，注意看。
In verse 15, the English translation tells us that we must be watchful.
我们中文是谨慎行事。
In the Chinese version, it tells us to take heed.
哦, 但是他说你要注意看看，他说你不要像愚昧人哦，要像智慧人。
And verse 15 tells us that we must be watchful and to walk not as fools but as wise men.
那什么叫做愚昧人？
What is considered to be wise men?
愚昧人哦，愚昧人。
To be fools.
那愚昧人，他就愚昧人就做愚昧事。
Fools do foolish things.
那什么是愚昧事？
So what is a foolish thing?
如果看前面第五章第一节到第十四节啊。
So if we read chapter 5 verse 1 to 14.
他就讲说今天我们会查验，我们注意看什么叫做没有无意的事情，暧昧无意的事情。
And we can see that from chapter 5 verse 14, it records many foolish things.
你看第十节哦。
Let's read verse 10.
总要查验何为主所喜悦的事情，十一节。
Verse 11.
那暧昧无意的事情，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。第十二节。
Verse 12.
因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。第十三节。
Verse 13.
凡是受了责备。就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。这里就看到说，哎，有一些事情叫做愚昧事啊。
In the passage, we see that there are things that are considered to be foolish.
是行在黑暗中的。
And they are done in the dark.
哎，是经不起光的检验的。
And they cannot stand in the light.
所以我们今天呢，要谨慎在我们的生活当中看怎么过日子哦。
Therefore, we must be watchful of how we live our lives.
有一些事情呢。提起来会觉得不好意思的，就不要去做了。
If anything that can be revealed that you are uncomfortable revealing, you should not do.
我们今天有些青年呢
，especially for youth，
有些暗中做一些事情。
So that we do things that are secretly.
等到要提起来的时候，哎，就心里就不安了。
But if they are revealed, you will find your heart is very unpeaceful.
因为那个就是做了愚昧事。
Because you are doing foolish things.
就不是智慧人哦。
Because this is not edifying for men.
那这些愚昧的事情不是神的旨意。
These foolish things are not according to the will of God.
是对自己对别人都没有益处的。
And it has no value to you or to others.
什么叫做愚昧事？
So what are foolish things?
我们如果看第五章的第三节开始。
Let's begin from chapter 5 verse 3.
第三节说，至于淫乱并一切污秽、贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可以，方合圣徒的体统。
Chapter 5 verse 3, but fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as it fitting for saints.
第四节说淫词妄语嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
Verse 4, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting but rather giving of thanks.
所以这些愚昧的事情，我们看到说淫乱污秽的事情、贪心的事情都是不相宜的了，都是无意的事情了。
If we can see foolish things are those of fornication and uncleanness and covetousness.
那要小心我们所讲的话。
And we must be careful what we speak.
我们做的事。
What we do.
那这样子呢，我们就不会是跟他们同伙，是行在黑暗当中。
Then we will not live in darkness with those who do these things.
那像智慧人就行在光明中的。
Those who are wise will live in the light.
这些光明的子女呢，他们就结出了果子，是良善、公义、诚实。
And those who are light will bear fruits which of righteousness and
是真的从死里复活的人所做的有生命的、有意义的事了。
And those they will live a life front that is built upon life, which will have meaning.
所以圣经这里提醒我们说，我们要谨慎行事。哦，他说不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that we must walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
那我们在生活当中，有时候不见得是一些事情本身，有时候一些观念，有些观念我们要怎么谨慎的去分辨、去观察一下。
But we will also not only encounter situations, but also teachings, and we must have the wisdom to discern them.
特别是有些异端的事。
Especially
异端呢 ，heresies.
Especially those of heresies.
我们看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
看第八节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 8.
现在这个知识暴涨的时代呢，我们要真的要谨慎呢。
Therefore, especially at the in the time as we are in, we must be especially careful.
第八节说：“你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照基督，乃照各人间的遗传和世上的小学，把你们掳去了。”
In chapter 2, verse, Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. This tells us about, about heresy.
世上的理学就是一些哲学的概念，一些思想。
That it is according to the philosophies of the world.
虚空的妄言就是世上的一些理论啊。
So that the principles of this world, it will deceive you.
那这些其实都是人间的遗传跟世上的一些学问而已。
And these deceits, they deceive you according to the traditions of men and the principles of
the world.
It's not according to the teachings of Christ.
但是我们如果不谨慎呢，我们就会被掳去了。
But if
在学问，在这个知识学问当中迷失了。
But if in but if we are not aware, we will be trapped by these. We'll be trapped and we will be led astray.
今天这个网络资讯很发达的时代里面呢，很多的消息啊、知识学说，很快就流传全世界。
In the age of the internet, many of these teachings can spread very quickly.
包括圣经里面的道理。 每一卷书里面，你看上网络有多少人在公布这些他们所谓查经的心得
？Especially in the Bible, if you go on the internet, you can see that there are volumes of information that people have written about each book of the Bible.
但是很多的东西其实都不是照基督的道理去讲的。
But many of these teachings are not written in accordance with the doctrines of Jesus.
有些学问、那些理论讲起来看起来是非常的华丽、非常的吸引人，但是其实里面是空的，而且是会让我们的心迷失的。
And many of these teachings are very well written and really and sound very scholarly, but in actuality they will deceive us.
我们有时候不要说是不同的信仰、宗教上就本来就是不同的。
If there are many different religions and many different denominations are different.
即使在同一个基督教界里面，就有很多很多不同的想法。
Even within the same denomination, there are many different views.
包括主耶稣基督是谁，这个有很多不同的认识啊。
There people have very different philosophies on who Jesus is.
但是今天如果我们谨慎，我们懂得去分辨，然后去观察。
But if we take heed and we examine and we discern,
我们就不会被掳去了。 Then
we will not be led astray.
这些讲法我们不会被影响。 And
all these teachings will not affect us.
当然我们自己不会去接触它了。 And
we will not go and pursue after them.
我们如果谨慎，我们就不会去落入那个陷阱里。 If
we take heed, we will not be trapped by these philosophies.
有些。 学问哦，很迷人的。
There are those who are very well educated.
很迷人就是很吸引人，很 charming， 就是他 very attractive， 就是让你觉得说哇，这个好高深啊。
So there are some teachings that seem very attractive that when we read it, it says like, wow, this is a very well written verse.
但是他这个最后会让我们变成对神存不信的恶心。
But it will lead us away from God and not to believe Him.
即使在今天很多基督教界里面，有些人圣经查久了以后，就不相信有神了。So
there are some people in other churches that after they study the Bible many times, they no longer believe in God.
就像当初以色列百姓他们不是在旷野里面不看了那么多神迹吗
？It's like the Israelites who were traveling through the wilderness, seeing so many miracles.
圣经说他们是不信神呢。
But in the end, they did not believe in God.
圣经说这个叫不信的恶心。
They did not believe in
不信的恶心哦 ，evil.
They did not believe in evil.
我们来看一下这一节，我们看希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第12节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12.
3章12节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间。 或有人存着不信的恶心，就把永生神离弃了。
So chapter 3 verse 12, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
圣经会提出要谨慎，就是特别说，因为会有人真的会存不信的恶心离弃神。
The Bible tells us that we to be aware because there will be those of you who. With an evil heart and of unbelief.
虽然常常好像在亲近神,
even though outwardly you might, it might seem that he is drawing closer to God.
但是内心里面是存着不信的恶心.
But in his heart, he has an evil heart of unbelief.
那这个情况下, 圣经的作者告诉我们说要谨慎了.
Therefore, the Bible tells us that we must beware.
如果我们会懂得分辨,
but if we are able to discern,
去注意观察, 主耶稣的话以及我们今天在所看到一些现象, 把它对照一下,
that from the word of God that we learned, that we are able to see, we are able to discern and see it in our lives.
我们对主那个信心呢, 能够坚持到底,
that we are able to have faith in the doctrines that we have been taught.
我们最后一定在主耶稣基督里面是有份的,
then in the end, we will have a part with Jesus.
我们绝对不会变成那种不信神的人,
we will not be like those who do not believe in
圣经的道理会让我们更亲近神,
the doctrines in the Bible will allow us to understand,
让我们对永生更有把握,
that we will have find that our eternal life to be more precious.
那我们就真的在主耶稣基督里面有份,
and then we will have a part within Jesus.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们,
so may our Lord Jesus help us.
那我们都能够对主耶稣基督里面, 他主耶稣里面, 在圣经里面主耶稣的提醒跟使徒们的提醒, 我们都能够, 谨慎, 来分辨, 来领受,
that we must, that we might take heed and have a, we might take heed and be for, and forgive each other in accordance with the encouragement of Jesus and the apostles.
我们来看, 我们再来唱诗,
let us sing hymn.